Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to today's edition of Cross Encounters. A reading from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Throughout history, all Protestant churches have emphasized as the central doctrine of the Christian faith what is known as justification by faith. Now, justification is a strange word in our ears today. We use it when we talk about folks who try and justify themselves. Generally, this means that they try and invent reasons to explain their hurtful and harmful actions and behavior. It carries with it a very negative connotation. But in the Bible, justification is God's declaration that we are forgiven, that we are declared innocent, not guilty of our sins. However, the phrase justified by faith is open to misunderstanding and misinterpretation. Today, many use this phrase to mean that an individual is justified on account of their faith. In other words, our status, our right standing in God's eyes, depends upon my decision to believe in Jesus Christ. But if this is our understanding, then our salvation is dependent upon my decision, my work, my commitment. But biblically and historically, the phrase justification by faith has a completely different meaning. We are justified on account of Jesus Christ through faith. It is God who chooses us through the work of Jesus Christ, and it is God who places us in a living relationship with Jesus. Our justification depends totally on the perfect earthly life and substitutionary death of Jesus Christ. We are made right with God only through the work of Jesus, and not by anything we do or merit. But the means by which we are justified, that is, declared innocent and perfect in God's sight, is faith. Faith is like a channel through which the benefits of Christ flow to us. Let me try and illustrate this point. Imagine that you live in a town in the middle of the desert. But there's a horrible problem. You don't have any water. And without water, you will soon die and everything will be lost. But many miles away, there's a great reservoir of water. And this water is in such abundance that it will never be exhausted. How can the benefits of that water from the reservoir be delivered to the parched town in the midst of the desert sands? A channel is needed. It is by means of this channel that the life-giving waters can be brought to the dying village. And so it is with us. We are barren, and we are withering under the scorching heat of our wickedness and rebellion. But God has provided for our deliverance and for our forgiveness. Through Jesus' death on the cross, we have forgiveness in life both now and forever. But how does that deliverance and forgiveness come to us? For we are unable to go to it. It comes to us through the means of faith, the channel that merely receives and delivers the life-giving Word of God to our spiritually barren and parched lives. With respect to justification, faith merely receives the benefits that Jesus' death and resurrection give to it. We are not justified on account of faith. We are justified through faith. The foundation of justification is not what we do, but it is what Jesus has done for us. And faith is the means by which the work of Jesus is applied to our lives. Hence our declaration of right standing, innocence, and perfection in the sight of Almighty God is not on account of our achievements, even our faith, but it is solely on account of the person and the work of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, may we never try and justify ourselves in your sight, but always rely upon the person, the work, and the merits of Jesus Christ who justifies us. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.